Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 153 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and today I'm going to talk to you about exciting decisions of those students who broaden their horizons by studying abroad. Furthermore, I will talk to an expert who helps these students get the right information and perhaps financial support for fulfilling their dreams of living and studying in another country. In our first category, Absolutely Remarkable, I will start with an interview with Anna Gründer. As a student of a rather special study course, she also decided to study abroad in a country that few of us have visited. She really made an effort to learn the language too.
I tried to learn Korean language, which is really hard. I tried it for 4 months, every morning for 3 hours. And, well, by now I understand a lot, but speaking is still difficult.
Then, in our second category, Absolutely Courageous, I interviewed Kota Pergesi from Hungary. Her original plan was to do an internship in Finland, but then she ended up being an intern at a German university. She will let us know how she was lucky to be able to get first-hand information from a previous intern.
I got in contact with a student from our university. She already spent 1 semester here, and she just told me the best things about Ryanair campus.
Finally, in our last category, Absolutely Ideal, I interview Wolfgang Kreft. He works for the German Academic Exchange Service, which supplies students with information and scholarships. With his so-called mobile stand, he toured around Germany to inform students at universities about international opportunities. Sometimes, however, he cannot believe the naive questions that he gets asked by some students who want to go abroad.
I mean, we have sometimes students who want to go to France and they ask me, do I have to speak French? So not really. It's the same as if you came to Germany, you don't have to speak German. And then they...
Last but not least, I would like to share a story about an intercultural incident on a British Airways flight, complete with a happy ending. Well, at least for some of the people involved. But now, let us start with our show. In Germany, it is normal for about 20% of the students of universities to go abroad during their studies. However, Anna Gründer is rather special in many ways. She studied biomathematics and chose to spend a semester studying abroad in Seoul, South Korea. And because she enjoyed her time so much, she actually extended her stay for a second semester. Now that she's back in Germany, she looks back on the cultural differences she experienced and shares how she benefited from her stay. In our first category, Absolutely Remarkable, she will start by telling us why she chose South Korea as her destination for her semester abroad.
Well, I received an email of the international office of my home university, and they said we have a new partner university in Seoul in South Korea. So I thought, well, I always wanted to go abroad, so why not going to Asia? It might be fun, it might be different, because there's so many people going to the US or to Australia, and I just wanted to try something new.
How did people react to this when you told them that you were going to Korea and not to Canada or to Barcelona, for example?
They all reacted the same way, just asking, why Korea?
Okay.
Nobody really asked me, why don't you go to Canada instead, or why don't you go to China instead? They were just interested why somebody would go to Korea for studying or just for anything.
Yes. Were you the only German person in Korea in the end?
I met a lot of German and also French people in Korea, lot more than I expected, because I really thought I didn't know anybody who would go to Korea, because most of my friends and my family, they all told me, well, are you sure you want to go to South Korea? There's North Korea that close. It might be dangerous, but actually it's not. Even my Korean friends, they don't really tell it's dangerous, there's North Korea, something might be going on. Nobody actually cares.
And how far was your experience in Korea different?
Well, everything is different. There's attendance check in the classes. You really have to attend your courses, otherwise you will fail the class. The students are different, maybe also because I went to a women's university. It's really different if there are only girls sitting in your class. Everybody with makeup and high heels. It's really weird to see. It's just Korean culture. They like to be dressed up also for going to school, and they're also studying really hard. A lot harder than Germans. They study all night long before exams for many weeks sometimes. They sit at coffee shops at nights just studying, reading books, doing tasks.
So did you find it difficult to do your assignments, for example?
No, it was quite okay. It was unusual in the beginning because in Germany you don't do that much homework for university. There are not that many assignments and usually only one exam at the end of the semester. In Korea we had two exams per course. So it was a lot more studying, but it was okay.
Academically speaking, what would you say was the main benefit of this stay abroad?
It was mostly intercultural competences because I met many people of all the countries around the world. And I also did classes that I couldn't take at my home university, like specific biology classes and programming classes.
Did that open up new horizons for you? Is there something that you discovered where you now think, well, I want to investigate a little bit more in that area?
Yeah, I think especially what I want to do is learning languages, because I try to learn Korean language, which is really hard. I tried it for 4 months, every morning for 3 hours. And, well, by now I understand a lot, but speaking is still difficult.
Congratulations, Anne. First of all, it is extremely remarkable that you decided to study in South Korea. And then you also successfully learned the language with the Asian symbols that look so unfamiliar to the Western eye. I'm glad to hear that you could enjoy your time so much, even though it was rather hot in the summer and very cold in the winter. It is important for students to study abroad because it helps them with their personal development. It improves their language skills, and of course, it will be an advantage for later job applications. Well, I don't know whether you have tried to learn a language which is as different as the Korean language is from our own. This can be quite a challenge. I tried to learn Turkish a year ago, and I must admit that this experience was much more challenging than years ago when I learned Italian. Of course, everybody tells me that German also is a very difficult language to learn. But what a beautiful destination for a semester abroad, too. If you are toying with the idea of coming to Germany, our next interview will be particularly interesting for you. Kota Pergisi is a Hungarian student. After spending a study semester abroad in Finland, she had planned to do her internship in Finland too. However, luckily, at least for us, she ended up being our new intern here at Rhein-A Campus. Kota is from our partner university in Budapest and will stay here for 6 months. In our next category, absolutely courageous, she's going to tell us why she chose Germany as her destination and what benefits she expects to get out of her stay abroad.
I was looking for another option, and Germany seemed to be the perfect one because I can speak here German and English too, which is very important for me. And then I saw in the internet that there is an internship at Rhein-A Campus, so I became very excited that maybe this is for me. I got in contact with a student from our university. She already spent 1 semester here. And she just told me the best things about Rhein-A Campus, okay. And that's why I was convinced that this is the best idea.
So how did you prepare yourself?
Yes, well, actually, it's quite a long process because I have to apply for a scholarship. This is an Erasmus scholarship, and I had to take part in an interview. It was about my plans, why I want to go abroad, do I think that I will be able to do this, and things like that. And after half year, I got the result that I won the scholarship. So if I find a place where I can do my internship, then I will be able to get the scholarship.
Do you have any plans to travel in Germany?
I haven't had the opportunity before to spend more time in Germany, so now this is the right time to do so. And first of all, I'd like to see things near Remagen, bigger cities like Cologne and Bonn and Koblenz. And after that, if I have more time and money, then I can discover more cities.
What do you expect to be the biggest benefit of your stay? Do you have an idea of what you want to get out of this?
Well, I think I will be a different person, because if you spend more time abroad, then you have to be more independent and you will get to know more people, different people with different backgrounds. The other thing is that I can use my English and my German knowledge, and I hope it will be better at the end of the semester. Here at Rheinau campus, I use both English and the German language. Sometimes I'm confused and I just mix up the two languages when I want to say in English 2:30. If I want to say the same thing in German, sometimes I use in German the English structure and I just forget how I should use it correctly.
Oh, I know what quarter means. I've been there myself. In English, when you say 4:30 or even 4:30, you mean 4:30. However, when you say 3:30 in German, which literally also translates as 4:30, you actually mean 3:30, because it literally means 4:30. So when I cannot remember whether I spoke English or German when arranging a meeting, I find it impossible afterwards to remember whether we agreed on 3:30 or 4:30. So with Cotta, we should perhaps always meet on the full hour, because we keep mixing the languages, as Cotta speaks excellent German too, and is improving at an impressive pace. Our last guest today is Wolfgang Kreft. During his studies, he spent a semester abroad, and I know that he traveled a lot during that time too. Today, he's working for the German Academic Exchange Service, or DAAD. Together with his team, one of Wolfgang's jobs is to travel through Germany and to inform German students how they could study abroad and which financial support they can get. They stop in bigger cities with their go-out mobile bus and provide students with a lot of information. In our last category, absolutely ideal, Wolfgang will tell us what the ideal study abroad student should look like, how students can receive information about a semester abroad, and finally, he will give us some advice on how your stay abroad could be the most productive time of your studies.
Well, they have to have a deep interest in the country and studying in the country. And that also means that they have a concrete plan what they want to do there and what is the surplus of what they get there. And the second is that they are really interested in what is the culture of the country. I mean, we have sometimes students who want to go to France and they ask me, do I have to speak French? So not really. it's the same as if you came to Germany, you don't have to speak German. And then they look and say, oh, yes, I understand. I mean, it's not only the language, but it's also the culture, which is in details different.
Now, for this cultural aspect, can you give any advice?
Well, it's difficult to train, but what we do is we offer them to get in contact to people who had been there before. To read, first of all, we have lots of reports about different countries where they had been. Then they can get a direct contact to the people. So we really tried not to just leave them at the airport and to say, well, it's up to you now, but to give them advice in advance to be prepared when they arrive in this country.
Imagine I was a student who came to your mobile stand and I said, I want to go abroad. I want to improve my English during my stay. But apart from that, I don't have concrete ideas. How would you help me?
Well, I would say, what are the international contacts your university or your institute has already got? And what could be something you could do, or what do they offer, and what experience is already available? I think for most of them, it's really difficult to get all these information and to already to know what they do at the university or what they do in a certain country. But it helps when the university has good advice for the students to give them already a certain line.
Now, if you were at university again, you, Wolfgang, what would you choose?
Well, I was 1 year in France. Mm-hmm. I had during my studies, and this was really a good experience. And I still have, I worked for the European Commission, for instance, and my knowledge of the language, but also how it works in France or in French-speaking countries was very good for that job. Well, today I would say there is a wider perspective. I would be interested to go to China or to India, right, which was at that time, which was not on the agenda.
Yes, I think Wolfgang is right. Like Anne Gründer, who went to Korea, we should nowadays also consider going to countries such as India, China, or Brazil. Spending time abroad is essential for your studies and for your personal development, and a stay in a culturally very different country will accelerate that process. Let me finish today with an intercultural urban myth about a black man and a white woman. A story that has turned into a well-copied piece on the internet over the last decade. According to different versions, this incident has happened on about 17 different airlines, which is not very plausible, but the story is nice enough to be retold here. So here goes. A 50-year-old white woman on a British Airways flight arrived at her seat and saw the passenger next to her was a black man. Visibly furious, she called the air hostess. "What's the problem, ma?" the hostess asked her. "Well, can't you see?" the lady said. "I was given a seat next to a black man. I can't sit here next to him. You have to change my seat." "Oh, please calm down," said the hostess. "I think all the seats are occupied, but I'm still going to check if we have any." The hostess left and returned some minutes later. "Madam, I spoke to the captain and he confirmed that there isn't any empty seats in the economy class. We only have seats in the first class. Look, it is unusual for our company to allow a passenger from the economy class to be upgraded to the first class. However, given the circumstances, the captain thinks it would be a scandal to make a passenger travel sat next to an unpleasant person." And turning to the black man, the hostess quickly said, "Which means, sir, if you would be so nice as to pack your hand luggage, we've reserved you a seat in the first class." And all the passengers nearby, who were shocked to see the scene first, started applauding, some giving standing ovations. So that's it for today. We heard about Anne Gründer, who took the remarkable step to study abroad in South Korea for a whole year. Then we listened to Korta Pergisi, who currently works for the International Office here at Rhein-A Campus. And she told us that through her intercultural work, she expects to grow and change as a person. Then Wolfgang Kreft gave us insights in his work supporting international students with money and also with information. And finally, I shared with you an urban myth about an intercultural incident with a happy ending, at least for some. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 4th of May. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.